Hey again, it's Amy Robinson at Studio Planner Pro. I hope your day at your studio was amazing. I hope you had a great day dancing and changing lives. Yesterday we talked about that overwhelm that we all seem to hit. I wanted to touch on that a little bit more with you all today. So we've all been there. This is certainly not a story that's unique to me. We all know it. We fix our nice cup of coffee or our glass of wine and we sit down with our planner to organize our week. We might even be thinking, you know what, I don't think this week's going to be that bad. You jot down a couple things and those bring a couple other things to mind. And then before you know it, you start to sweat, heart starts to palpitate, hear your heart beating your ear, you hear your blood rush with every beat of your heart. Panic sets in. You remember there's those flyers that still have to go out. Then you remember that you haven't even designed the flyers. And then you remember that the printer you used last time was terrible and you don't know where you're going to do it. And then there's still those costumes that didn't get ordered. And oh my God, I still have to respond to that email from that horrible mother that sent the 100th email about why little Susie isn't in the front row. And then your sweet, sweet little son sticks his head up over the table and says, Mommy, are you still coming on our field trip to the zoo tomorrow? Freak out, right? We've all been there. For me, I couldn't take that anymore. I was living like that every week, and every week seemed to put me deeper into that hole because there were always the things on the list that weren't getting done. We talked a little bit about how everything's important, and we know that all of those things have to get done, no matter how we streamline and how we prioritize. So I decided to look around and start studying, really, really focusing on studying time management. I could see all these people, these icons that, you know, they run these businesses and they have these families and they make tons of money and they do so much with their time. And I really started to ask, how does that happen? How does that happen? Because obviously it's possible. There's people out there doing it. So I really went in deep and I really started to research the habits and the strategies and the systems of these amazing people that accomplish so much in all different kinds of businesses and in all different kinds of industries. And a lot of what I found in my search was absolute garbage, and I weeded that out for you. And a lot of what I found was amazing, and I was able to put it to work. And I was able to come up with a system of making my to-do list for my studio that changed everything and changed it in a fairly short time. And I want to share that with you. So right now I'm working on rolling out a system that you can plug into, and that'll be coming soon. In the meantime, I have put together a short little ebook of just a real quick read of just the best little nuggets that I have pulled out, and I'd love to give that to you all. It's getting the finishing touches put on it right now. But if that's something that you would like to have, please just message me your email, and in that message let me know if you're okay with me sending you other great things as I get them together. Remember that what you do does change lives. What you do every day does matter so much. You deserve to be doing it with joy and passion, and you deserve to be profitable while you're doing it. So let me know if you'd like my ebook about my best time management tools. I would love to share it with you, and I would love to get your feedback on it. Have a blessed night, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.